Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I love eating a paleo diet. It just makes me feel better, and I am not alone. It's gained a lot of popularity, and here to talk about how the paleo diet has helped her is the author of The Paleo Approach and The Paleo Approach Cookbook, Sarah Ballantyne, PhD, a.k.a. The Paleo Mom. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We're so excited to have you on. You know, Sarah, I think most people know the basics, but just what is involved in the paleo diet, or what are foods that are commonly eaten? We'll start there.
So a paleo diet is a nutrient-dense whole foods diet where the focus is on eating a variety of quality meat, seafood, vegetables, fruit, eggs, nuts, and seeds. And that forms, you know, the 99% of the diet. So what I left out there was some food groups that are excluded, grains, legumes, dairy products, which when you think about what you do eat, I mean, it's basically returning to sort of a meat, potatoes, and salad type looking meals, which is a very familiar thing for people. And when you think of it in terms of what you do get to eat, the whole part where you're not going to have a glass of milk or a dinner roll with your meal suddenly maybe doesn't seem quite so shocking, but it can be very intimidating for a lot of people when they first start learning about the paleo diet.
Well, I would love for you to jump in and talk about battling autoimmune disease by going paleo and what that did for you.
Well, I was a medical researcher and was very, very ill while I was doing medical research, and it never occurred to me that what I was actually researching, which was, you know, inflammation in the immune system, was actually relevant, or that there might be some information there that was actionable. And in part because the research I was doing was really focused on pharmaceutical development and wasn't focused on diet and lifestyle. So it brought me to changing my diet and changing my lifestyle to manage disease was just frustration. So I had two different autoimmune skin conditions, one called lichen planus and one called psoriasis, and then I had also been diagnosed with early rheumatoid arthritis. And then I had a whole pile of other stuff going on. I was obese and had prediabetes and had, you know, irritable bowel syndrome and acid reflux and asthma and allergies. And I used to just say, you know, I'm just so lucky to have modern medicine because otherwise I'd be dead 100 times. Like, thank goodness for antibiotics because they save my life every month or two. So when I, you know, the thing with skin conditions is they're very visible, and I had worked really hard to lose weight and was still getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And so I just, out of frustration, you know, went to the internet and started looking up food sensitivities and eczema, food sensitivities and lichen planus. I was trying to figure out, you know, maybe I'm allergic to something. Maybe it's an allergy that's causing all of these skin issues. And I just kind of happened on the paleo diet sort of by chance in that internet research. And, you know, the internet can be a really, really powerful thing, but sometimes you really have to sift through the information that you're getting carefully. But I started reading. As a medical researcher, I really connected with what I was reading, and it made a lot of sense. I started going back to the scientific papers, and it started to make more and more sense. And so then I just decided to jump in and do this paleo diet thing. And within 2 weeks, I went off six prescription medications, one of which I had been on for 12 years. And so it was absolutely revolutionary for my health. And my health journey sort of progressed from that point, and I began tweaking and really focusing on immune system regulation and making the best choices that I could to regulate my immune system, and really ended up refining my diet from there. But the immediate difference for me was remarkable. I mean, I became a complete zealot, which is kind of why I do what I do now. but it's been such a powerful journey because, you know, prior to that, I was so much like almost every autoimmune disease sufferer out there, which is completely frustrated with conventional medicine because there's no cure. There's no cure for these diseases. And the medications, often the side effects are worse than the disease, or the medication will work for a few months, and then it will slowly stop working. And it's like this constant, you know, battle of like, well, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? You know, some of these medications have, you know, horrible, not just side effects, but like increased risk of, you know, eventually developing cancer, for example. That's not something that most people want to take. I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there who's like, yay, I just increased my risk of cancer. But you become so desperate to manage these diseases that you're willing to do anything. And, you know, some autoimmune diseases, flares are life-threatening, so you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. So
and
to
I
discover...
Just to interrupt for a second, this is Andrea. I love what you're saying. And I think, you know, for those people who are listening and saying, okay, how can I jump into this? How can I get started? I know you talk a little bit about it on your website, but can you just maybe give people two or three quick tips on how they could get started today by changing around what they're eating and starting on this type of a lifestyle?
Sure. So I really think that there's two aspects to a paleo diet that are really, really powerful for autoimmune disease or any chronic health condition. One is increasing nutrient density, so you're actually getting way more micronutrients in your diet, so way more vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, essential amino acids. And then you're also cutting out any inflammatory compounds that are found in food. So there are foods that are inflammatory, that have compounds in them that stimulate the immune system, irritate the lining of the gut, and there is a tremendous body of scientific literature going into the detailed mechanisms of how that happens. So we do really know from the science that foods like wheat, gluten, is a really powerfully inflammatory food. So there's two sides of it. One side is increasing nutrient density. So that side is where you just focus on eating more good quality meat, seafood, and vegetables, and especially starting to wrap your head around the idea of eating snout to tail. So that means eating liver, like I'm not going to beat around the bush. It means that starting to get used to this idea of eating organ meat, the stuff that you used to, you know, try to hide in your napkin to throw out at dinner time when you were a kid, and wrapping your head around that idea, and then really just focusing on lots of vegetables, more seafood, you know, good quality food variety. And then on the flip side, you start working on, like, letting those really good quality foods displace the inflammatory food, so displacing gluten, so going gluten-free, and then not replacing foods that have gluten with, like, just the gluten-free products. So not, you know, get used to having no toast for breakfast instead of just switching to gluten-free toast. So find a different breakfast food, and start getting rid of the grains, the dairy, the legumes, especially soy and peanuts. Get used to using better quality fats, so, you know, fats that are healthier fats, monounsaturated fats, saturated fats, and more omega-3 fats. And you kind of, you know, focus on the good stuff. Focus on the really healthful foods that are going to make you healthier, and just kind of let the inflammatory foods slide to the wayside. And I think it's really important for people to understand that how you make a transition in diet, whether you figure out what the goal diet is, you know, paleo diet, I'm going to do paleo and I'm going to start on Tuesday. You can do that. You can jump in, and that works really well for a lot of people, but not for everyone. And it's okay to take steps towards that and sort of have a plan where I'm going to take 3 months or 6 months and I'm going to get there. And first I'm going to go gluten-free and eat more vegetables, you know, and then I'm going to go dairy-free and actually try liver.
Yeah, no, and I love that, and I think those are really, really great tips, and thank you for being on our show. I mean, I don't even know where the time went, Lisa, right? Like
unbelievable.
It went by pretty fast, but Sarah, we're going to have you back on because I think it's some great information,
and
thank you for being on our show, and if you want to learn more about Sarah, you can read her blog at thepaleomom.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at thepaleomom. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.